Meet Ifeoma Onwuli, the visionary founder of Oma, a fashion brand redefining style for women aged 30 to 60. With the belief that freedom is a new fashion, Ifeoma is empowering women to embrace timeless elegance over fleeting trends. Oma creates quality, versatile pieces designed to inspire confidence, celebrate authenticity, and champion conscious choices. More than a brand, Oma is a movement, a community of women redefining fashion as a reflection of their unique spirit. Because with Oma, styling isn't about fitting in, it's about standing out.
My name is Ifeoma Onwuli. I am the CEO at Oma, and we are a women's ready-to-wear designer. We cater for women between the ages of 25 to 65. I came into fashion because I found out that most of the clothes that were being made were always for a particular occasion, and I wanted something that a woman could wear through the day, like express herself, not be contained in a way. That's why my slogan is, freedom is a new fashion. I believe every woman has a story to tell. And as you go through your activities and through the day, you kind of become different personalities. And during the course of the day, you have different stories. You could start up in the morning being a mom to a toddler. You go to work, a chief executive officer, or you're an employee, or you're an employer, and at night or evening could be somebody who had activities to do at church. So I wanted something you could have on that to take you through the day. So that's basically how Craft, how Oma started. Actually, I tend to almost call Crafts by Oma because we have evolved. We started off as Fabric Crafts by Oma, but I felt it was a mouthful. Then we moved on to Crafts by Oma, and now we're Oma, which is easier for people to call and to remember. So in a nutshell, that has been our journey. Dresses. This is in the occasion. I call it Oma, occasion by Oma. You can see the razzmatazz and all that. You know, it's simple, but it has character. This was designed with the idea that you still want to look good, but you don't want stress. That's how I see it. You go to a occasion, you want to stand out in a unique way, in a simple but unique way. Like I tend to say that even though it's simple, it's not ordinary. So this is one of from our occasions collection, Oma by occasion by Oma. This is a simple shift dress with a twist. So this is how it looks like at the back. It's simple, but you know, there's something about it. The detail, something just has to be different. That's how we came about this. We didn't just want it to be a simple shift dress. We have this detail at the back. And you know, when you see from the front, you're like, it's just there, but we're leaving something to imagination. That's why we have this at the back. Then this is a simple top. Not so simple. I always feel like even if you are the shy type, this is a conversation starter. Like you go into somewhere and somebody will definitely, oh, this is nice. It's different. And if you feel you are the conservative part, a person, you can actually do this and not feel loud. So this is a top from our collection. One of my challenge was labor. We say labor, workmanship, either which way, but it was labor. I had to stop production. I had to stop, close the business because I was not taking orders at that time, and go back and learn how to sew. Initially, I had people in-house production. It was one challenge or the other. I stopped that aspect and also started outsourcing. And it didn't make it easier. So I just said, well, I have to, if I have to do this thing, I have to like commit myself. It's not like I am now in charge or doing everything myself, but the knowledge I have gained helps me know how to talk to the people who or negotiate or even how they go about the work or the small things they can tell you that are not possible. But because I have knowledge of the fashion business as it is, I can tell them this is possible and this can work. The other challenge we have is fabrics, because we don't generally make fabrics in Nigeria. So whatever comes in, we use. And sometimes you have you've made production and people still want more. You don't have that kind of, you don't have the fabric again. And sometimes people just say, I want it in that print. I'm like, wow, I made that design in that print and you liked it. So trust my judgment if it's going to work in this other print. But luckily enough, we've been able to do that with that Adire, where we can produce the designs we want and we can still have them made over and over. And, you know, getting people to agree to your price is also, quote unquote, a problem, because you tell them price, I'm like, you made it here. I'm like, you can buy those Turkish clothes for so and so amount. But then I feel those ones come in cheaper. But we still import the fabrics. We still have to work on them. The dye people have to work on them. So it turns out being more expensive, even though it is made in Nigeria. And when you actually see the process these things go through, you really have to hand it to them.
My creative process starts with the fabric. Sometimes I sketch them first. Well, I think more often than not, I see the fabric and imagine what I can do with it. But I always want something extra, not in a loud way, but just something extra that will like take it from to a higher notch. Let's put it like that. The fabric, I think of what could be combined with it. And I also imagine where I envision the woman wearing it to the occasion, you know, like what she will feel like. And whether we like it or not, when we dress well, we feel good, even if we don't have enough money in our pocket. You know, you just have that bounce to your step that you look good and everything else doesn't matter, even if it does matter. But for that moment, yeah, okay. So I want that woman to feel that way when she's wearing that clothes. So those are some of the things that I think of during my design process, most especially the fabric, where she'll be wearing it to, how multifunctional it will be for the woman. Those are three important things I consider during my design process. The greatest thing about this brand and my journey so far has been the feedback. You know, sometimes I second guess. And you know, when you're in this creative circle and you see things, you are wondering, is it that good? You keep asking if what you have done is good enough. But you know, people keep saying it is good. I've got referrals from people who probably haven't bought, but they know people who like will want to own a piece of what I also do. And one of my success stories was I went for a fashion show last year, October, and a spin-off of that fashion show was that everybody was commending what I made. It was different and unique compared to what the other fashion designers did. Theirs was also fine and unique, but like I got complimented. I got invited for another fashion show just because of the clothes I showcased on that day. So that has been one of the most recent highlights, and the comments people give to me, like, this is really nice, it's different. And when you make something, you are not now explaining to them how it should be worn. They are now telling, I like it because it's this, it's that, it's that. You know, it makes you appreciate your audience. It makes you appreciate the work you do, and it keeps you going even when some days don't, like, you don't feel like it. What stands out, Oma out is the freedom to express yourself. Our piece give you the freedom to express. You could have one outfit and wear it in any way you want for any occasion. That for me is freedom. Freedom is awesome. I don't think fashion has to be contained. And I also feel, even as much as we say there are no rules, I also believe you wearing them and the person also seeing you, imagine wearing something not properly covered up and you are going to someone to see somebody else. That person is also uncomfortable looking at you, like they don't sometimes know where to put their eyes because everything is just out there. But I have peace that still makes you stand out, keeps you covered, and you still stand out. So I think, not that I think, I know that's what makes Oma different. The freedom to be you, the freedom to express yourself, the freedom to style a piece. So you can have a conservative person wearing, you could have somebody who is, what's the other word? Outgoing. It just depends on how they want to style it, and you are good to go.
Hi, Ifoma. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Fabulous.
Thank you. So, freedom is the new fashion. Tell me a bit about this, and I can see how fashionable your glasses. So, what do you do? How are you different from? I see you. How are you different from others? And you are saying something about freedom is the new fashion. So, tell us about it.
Yeah, just for the opportunity for we as women to express ourselves. Every person is different, every woman is different, and your dress can help tell your story. And I also feel closure, conversation starter, and sometimes an introvert person could walk into somewhere and might not be able to make a conversation, but just a simple what you have on is lovely. Yeah, it makes you feel less unsettled and like join in and start talking. So,
wow, beautiful, beautiful. So you know that the focus here is how you make money, cash flow. So how has money been flowing into your business from what you do?
Okay. For now, we just do ready to wear. We sometimes have custom,
okay,
but that's not the regular part. Maybe eventually we could go. I see. Maybe eventually, but for now,
ready to wear
custom few. But when is even custom? It's still in the angle of ready to wear, not bespoke like Asherby, and we don't do that.
Wow. So your focus is ready to wear.
Ready to wear.
People walk in or they order online?
Order online and order online.
Majorly order
online. Yeah, majorly online.
You run a lean system.
Yeah, if you put it that way.
Okay. So far, how has this economy affected your business?
Oh, wow. That's a good question because we have had to constantly increase price. Mm. Everybody's talking about the dollar. Even if these clothes are made in Nigeria, fabric is imported. Even for the Adire, the fabric, the chemical, the dyes, none of it is made in Nigeria. So in every way, power generation, it has affected our business. Initially it quite affected demand, but I think we as a people, we just find a way to go about our needs, and gradually demand is coming back. And we have had to look for ways to help our customers, probably like tell them, okay, we can allow so and so kind of payments and stuff like that.
You have to do flexible
payment. Yeah, have to do that. Probably, and also we tell them when we're introducing a collection, we say, okay, if you buy now, you get it for this. after now, it goes up. So it encourages people to buy.
So you mentioned something about collection. So do you have collection every month or quarterly? Do you come out with a line, a range of style?
Okay.
For the month, or you do it on a quarterly basis?
For the month, I bring out a piece and focus on that piece. Initially, we were doing quite a number, but now we decided to focus on the ones that people want.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not everywhere, nowhere. That's how I decided to go about the design process or collection coming out.
Okay. So you know that marketing is what actually leads to sales.
Yeah.
That is where the cash flow is. The question I'm going to ask is around having a community. While we were having our conversation, you said you have the age range that you want to serve. So, for example, these women that are 40 and above, between 40 and 60, their needs are likely to be, not likely, their needs are different.
Definitely.
The maybe younger women between, say, 30 and 40. Now, have you tried to find a way to create a community for people within their age range so you can show them what you have for them, get information from them, and use their information as input into your designs? Have you thought of that, or you already have one?
No, now that you mentioned it, that won't be bad. I do not have a community. What I actually did was just do a survey where I was able to group the women age preference and what they actually like, and those who filled the survey, I have been able to serve them.
Okay.
Based on that. But as a community, for a community, I do not have a community right now.
Okay, so I would like you to work on that, because sales come by hearing and seeing. That consistency has to be there, and this is why I say that social media, you don't own anybody on social media, except you build your own community. So I could find Oma online, say on Instagram, but I can follow you, but you don't own me. But if you have a community and I see like a post that says, if you are a woman that you are above 40, between 40 and 60, you still want to be fashionable and Afrocentric, we have built a community of like minds where on a monthly basis we show you things you can get, we show you how to maintain what you already have, how to revamp some of those loved clothes that you don't want to hand, you know.
Yes,
that can actually be something that will consistently lead to sales for you.
That's true.
As a business, you must find a way that consistently money trickles and flows into your business. So in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months, I would like to see you tell me one of those days that I have created a community and I have grown that community to 500 women. And this community, that age grouping, thank you. You have said you've done a survey before, and you are working with these women. If you have a community, you will consistently ask to know their pulse. You know, preferences, they change almost every day. What I used to like 2 years ago, I'm not sure it's what I still like now. As they grow, you need to grow with them, but you need to even be ahead of them, preempt them. Christmas is coming, what should they be doing? Easter is coming, what do you need? That's when you are showing them all the sweet pastel colors and all that. The world has gone, I don't want to use the word that I have in my head, but the way the world is right now, there's a lot of distraction. So yeah, you need to be the one even guiding your customers when it comes to choosing fabric. And some of them might not even know that as you age, there are some fabrics that might not even be good for your skin. So take us on a journey with you beyond just making clothes for us. Help us to enjoy our lives as we age when it comes to fashion. What is the color that is out there? what should we be looking at in 2025? What is fashion going to look? Okay. That your audience will enjoy. And you have used that opportunity to build trust. Transaction will be easier. When you have built that know, like, and trust factor, it's easier for them to buy when you push out things. Does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
And to our audience, you can also apply this. Put this work into it. Know your who, the people you want to sell your product or your service to. Know them well. Identify what their pain points are, because that is what will help you create value-based products or services. Then also identify where they hang out, online or offline, so that you go there and meet them. What if these women are on magazines? They are not even on social media, but they are, especially the ones that are older and love fashion. They want to flip things because they were raised with books. So they will like hard copies. If that is where this audience is, that tells you that you need to have an ad. You just have a column. It will just help you balance your marketing strategy. And these are the things that lead to sales. The other two is their why. Why should they buy from you? There are other people that say they are doing the same thing, ready to wear everywhere. Why should they buy from you? That's when you are telling us your unique selling point. So for this age, I know the kind of fabrics that will not hurt your skin. I know that as you age, it becomes more tender. Let's know that it's beyond just making clothes. You are what? Fabric consultant. You are a wardrobe consultant. So see yourself beyond that. And I know that that's going to help your cash flow.
Thank you.
I'm smiling.
It is. No, right. Those are some valid points.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you in some few months' time and hear the success story that have come out of this. The economy, so to say, might not be everything, to do the work that leads to sales, and that is marketing. And also manage your resources well. Document the things you need to document. Keep your records. And I'll encourage you, look at your costing and your pricing. Again, to be sure that you are not underpricing, especially in this time, make sure you calculate and you record everything that goes into making a particular wear so you can actually see your profit. Thank you very much, Antonio.
Thank you.
You also apply the same thing. Don't leave anything hanging. Keep all your records and make sure you build a proper costing and marketing system for your business. I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.